Well, Chief Losada, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you very much. We got Knoxville Nationals, believe it or not. Start this week, really. Iowa Speed Week starts this weekend with the 360 Nationals, and then next week it will be busy in Knoxville with the Knoxville Nationals getting underway. As a police chief, what are the things that you focus on in the department when preparing for something like Nationals?
Well, the first thing we do is look at the past year's Nationals and see how they went. What worked, what didn't work. Those things that worked, we try to do again. Those things that didn't work, we try to do a little differently this coming year. So that's the first thing we do. Our main focus during Nationals is always safety. We have so many extra people in town. We try to make sure they keep themselves safe and other people are watching for them. A good portion of that is traffic. We have an influx of vehicles who may not be paying full attention to things going on around them. They're in a hurry to get to the track or they want to get to the races. So we try to educate them about what the rules are. Golf carts, four-wheelers, utility vehicles, all those are issues we deal with. The other thing is, this time of year, we tend to have a lot of garage sales. So there's a lot of people who are parking on the streets and running over to garage sales. So you're going to see people parked in unusual spots. We ask everyone to slow down, be careful, watch for pedestrians, and just have a great time during the races.
And you brought up golf carts. I know that's always something that is a concern and kind of an issue. Some people don't know necessarily all the rules regulating golf carts and where you can drive them, where you can't, that sort of thing.
Right. The big thing to remember with golf carts is keep them off Highway 14. You're not allowed on Highway 14. Also, keep them off the sidewalks. We have enough pedestrians around that driving any vehicle on the sidewalk is very dangerous, and we take that very seriously. Otherwise, with the golf cart, you have to be a licensed driver, you have to have proof of insurance in the vehicle, you have to have the slow-moving vehicle sign in the back, you have to have a bicycle safety flag on it, and you can only drive it during daylight hours. You do all that, we're going to see you around, we're going to say you must be having fun and leave you alone. You start breaking those rules, we start having issues.
And so really, that means just kind of drive, you said stay off of Highway 14 on the sidewalk, so that means drive on the roads that aren't Highway 14 and be careful, follow all the safety instructions, that sort of thing.
Exactly right. You have to stop at the stop signs, you have to stop at red lights, signal your turns. All those things are still required. It's still a motor vehicle, and we ask you to be very safe on those.
When it comes to the nighttime crowd in Nationals, do you guys have extra patrolmen out there? You use some of the reserves, that sort of thing?
Exactly. We use mostly reserves. We also use our Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau grants for extra patrols in the area, and we're out there trying to look for people and trying to help them get home safely. The vast majority of people who have contact with the police department get warnings and get some assistance. Very few, or I'd like to say very few, but some end up getting tickets or some do end up getting arrested for what they're doing. But we try to give you a chance. Just listen to the rules. If you're doing something you wouldn't do in your own town, please don't do it in our town.
And actually, the Nationals provide a unique situation in that the fairgrounds are actually the jurisdiction of the Marion County Sheriff's Office, while everything, kind of the area surrounding it, is jurisdiction of the police department. So it takes a lot of coordination between the agencies, I imagine, to kind of figure things out.
And that's exactly the case. And it's not just us. You have the police department, you have the sheriff's department, you have the state patrol, you have the traffic cars. You also have the Army Corps of Engineer people. You have the DNR people. They're all in the area for this event. The Division of Natural Resources is around because of the people who don't tend to follow the rules and might be dumping their sewage or trash in inappropriate places or are using some of our parking areas or fairgrounds or camps and city parks, county parks, state parks. So they're all looking for those people and making sure they stay safe and follow the rules. We want everyone to enjoy themselves. And it just takes one person breaking the rules to ruin it for a lot of people.
With so many people coming from out of the city and out of the state, really, are there any particular challenges that you face every year?
Oh, there's always some challenges. We have people who tell us, I can do this in my state. And sometimes they're being truthful and sometimes they're not. But you have to remember, you have to follow the rules where you're at, not where you're from. And that's the big part of it.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add today about what you guys do for Nationals or anything you want people to remember as we get into that busy time of year?
Just remember to have a great time. Be safe, respect other people's property and other people on the roads, and have a great time.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Chief.
Thank you.